reports from the four provinces invited on the spending on conditional grants, community library services grant. So, the provinces invited is Northwest, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga. Six provinces. Just as a way of introduction, my name is Edwin Chani. I'm the chairperson of the Select Committee on Appropriations. And next to me is Lubabalo Madada, who is the secretary of the committee. And I will start from. And on my extreme right there is Honorable Charles Dupierre, who is the chairperson of Select Committee on Finance and also a member of this committee. And on my left is Honorable Commissioner Makubela from Limpopo, who is also a member of this committee. Other members will be joining us shortly, so we will not waste any time because we are targeting to finish by 1 o'clock. So I will then request each one of us to introduce yourself, starting from Mr. Sisi on my right.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Edgar Sisi from the National Treasury. Thank you.
Lindile Batwa from the National Treasury.
Good morning. My name is Chulanda Gantana, Intergovernmental Relations, National Treasury.
Good morning, I'm Alistair Andrews from Northern Cape Department of Sport, Arts and Culture, CFO.
Good morning, Honourable Chair, members of the Select Committee. Faisal Aysen, HOD, Northern Cape.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Mzolisi Matutu, HOD, Eastern Cape.
Good morning, Chair. My name is Zintle Mahleka. I'm from Eastern Cape, Manager, Library Conditional Grant.
Good morning, Chair. I'm Ellen Swabe from the Northern Cape Library Services.
Good morning, Honourable Members. My name is Puleng Gekana. I'm the Director of Library Policy and Coordination at the National Department of Arts and Culture. Thank you.
Good morning, Members. My name is Natasha Benjamin, and I'm from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Good morning, all. I'm the Chair of the Research Committee on Appropriations.
Good morning, my name is Simo Mnwanga, a researcher for the Select Committee on Finance.
Is the secretary also to the committee. Thank you very much. Honourable members, I do have apologies from Northern Cape. Mrs. PJ Williams will not be attending due to other commitments. That's how the apology reads, due to other commitments. I don't know what commitments are those. And from the Eastern Cape, I've just received a verbal apology from the HOT that the MEC is chairing one of the cluster meetings of cabinet, so she will not be able to be with us today. And I also have got an apology from Honorable Montizi, who's currently engaged in the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence. Maybe he'll join us later. As well as an apology from Honorable Mashile, who's out of the country. And the last apology is from Honorable Bloom, who is also not going to be able to be here due to political commitments, and the Honorable Becker from the DA. So those are the apologies that we received for today. I still hope that all other provinces that are not here will be joining us. But we will not waste time. We will proceed But may I request the delegation from Northern Cape and Eastern Cape? I would appreciate in future, if your MECs are not going to attend these hearings, they should at least communicate directly with the chairpersons of the committee. Otherwise, next time you come, we will not even entertain your reports. We'll just send you back. We have done it in the past, we'll do it this time around. I will just be lenient for today because at least you're on time. And since you're the only province that are here, we'll proceed with yourself. You might be having the program in front of you. There will be slight changes on the program, but I hope those will not affect your traveling arrangements. So we'll start first by giving the National Treasury to do the presentation, and thereafter I'll allow for questions for clarity, and where there are disputes in terms of the figure that you have and the figure that they have. So, in cases where you've got a dispute with the figures of Treasury, you must tell us how, because Treasury will always tell us that those are the figures they received from you as HODs. So don't just dispute, you must also be factual in terms of your reasons for that. And then immediately thereafter, I will take Northern Cape. So, in that particular order, we'll take presentation from National Treasury. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Before Mr. Sishi is going to take over, I thought I'll just give a brief introduction. We're currently busy with, in all provinces, with the provincialization of this function. Certain provinces have moved further into the process than others. So the arrangements differ, and that also influence the spending that one see in terms of the differences between provinces. Just once again, in the presentation that Mr. Shish is about to make, we have captured the third quarter spending numbers as signed off and published at that particular point in time, and then for interest sake we also included the fourth quarter. We're trying to highlight some of the challenges and also the steps taken to mitigate and address some of these challenges. And I think the provinces will then be, when they do make the presentations, they will be able to give, shed more light on the particular spending trends that we've noticed and that we will be presenting to the committee this morning. Mr. Sishi.
Thank you very much, through you, Chair. Briefly on the numbers, as at the third quarter of 2010-11 financial year for the Community Library Services Grant. Just to take you through the slides of the members and the colleagues that are here from the provinces and the national department. In the 2010-11 financial year, the adjusted budget for this grant totaled 561.1 million rands. This includes the rollover of funds from previous financial year, unspent funds from the previous financial year, which then of course were added in the adjusted estimates. At that time, at the end of December, provinces projected that they would spend 507.8 of this, or a aggregate under expenditure of around 53.5 million rands. At the end of December, 53.5% of the grant had actually been spent after the end of the third quarter. Notably, provinces that had spent very well included Gauteng, Western Cape, the Free State was also not too bad, 62.7%. The lowest spending provinces were firstly the Eastern Cape, at 34.6% had been spent at that time, KwaZulu-Natal 44.8%,
2%, and Northern Cape at 45.7% were the lowest sort of four provinces in the country. The Eastern Cape was already projecting that they would underspend on the grant by the end of that year by 39.4 million rands. Mpumalanga was projecting 8.2 million, and Northern Cape was already projecting to underspend by 12 million rand at that time. Limpopo was projecting a pressure of 6.4 million rand, which was questionable, and we actually wrote a correspondence to Limpopo informing them of the difficulties we had with their projection because they had only spent just over 50% of the grant, so it seemed difficult to understand why they would be projecting to overspend, but that was the projection that they sent there. Now, if I just take you quickly to the last two columns of that particular slide, you will see that firstly we have the 2009 outcome as at 31 December 2009, in other words, at the same time in the previous year, and then we have the change year-on-year growth compared, in other words, comparing the third quarter of 2010-11 to the third quarter of 2009-10. And we can see that on aggregate there was a 6.8% growth in the expenditure of the grant compared to the same period last year. This is on aggregate, and this was mostly due to the improved spending by the Western Cape of 80.5%, Free State of 37.3% improvement, as well as Northwest at 35.2%. Several provinces were spending less, however, than they were in the previous year. Notably, the Northern Cape at that time had spent 22.5% less than at the same time in the previous year. Mpumalanga 12.6% less, Limpopo 6.4% less, and Eastern Cape was spending 5.7% less than it did at the same time in the previous financial year. Now, just to compare what had happened in terms of the transfers made to provinces versus what they had actually spent. The previous slide was showing against the budget. This sort of highlights against the transfers. As honourable members and colleagues would know, there is a transfer schedule for conditional grants where they get transferred in terms of a particular schedule. That schedule is based on a proposal from the national department in conjunction with the provinces on when they will need the money, and then it gets transferred either on a quarterly basis or on a monthly basis, as the case may be for a particular conditional grant. And we can see that at the end of December, provinces had received 423.4 million rands in transfers from national government, and of that, they had spent 300.4 million rands. So the percentage of funds spent against transfers received was 70.9%. In particular, the Eastern Cape appeared to have difficulty in spending funds that were being transferred to it, in other words, keeping up with the cash flows, and they had only spent 45.3% of the funds transferred, and KwaZulu-Natal also 58.5% of the funds transferred had been spent there. And then, of course, there's the projection of 52.2 at that time. Now, moving forward then, for information purposes, just to show where we ended up at the end of the year, end of March, against the adjusted budget of 561.1 million rands, 493.3 million had been spent, or 87.9%. Total under expenditure on the grant then at the end of 10-11 was 67.8 million rands. In particular, Northwest, the Northern Cape, as well as Limpopo were the biggest contributors to the under expenditure of the grant, and the other provinces that had underspent were Eastern Cape at 2.6 million, KwaZulu-Natal at 2 million, and a little bit of under expenditure in Gauteng of 581,000 rands. Overall, year-on-year growth, the grant spent 18% more than it did in the previous financial year. Particularly, ironically, the Eastern Cape picked up its expenditure quite a bit in the fourth quarter, so quite a lot of the expenditure happened then, which unfortunately appears to be sort of a common trend in the past where money seems not to move in the first three quarters and then suddenly sort of moves in the last 3 months.
And then we can see as well KwaZulu-Natal increased its expenditure quite a bit, as well as Mpumalanga 25.5% and the Western Cape at 20.9%. Two provinces spent less than they did in the previous financial year, and that was Northern Cape spent 3.7% less than it did in 2009-10, and Limpopo spent 2.6% less than it did. Then finally, just to discuss the issues affecting the expenditure, as previously pointed out to the committee, we obviously received reports on the performance of the grants, and we received a fairly comprehensive report through the Department of Arts and Culture that we have gone through and assessed, and are in the process of providing a detailed assessment back to the department. But these are the issues that were basically being highlighted. Firstly, in the Eastern Cape, there was mention of slow progress on the library project in Dansane, just outside of East London. Provincial officials cited misunderstandings with the local community that led to delays in the project. And also, it appeared, and certainly in the report, it is highlighted that there were challenges with the contractor who was given the tender. The performance of contractors, as well as contractors doing other things in the province, such as delivering library books and materials, etc. KwaZulu-Natal, although the province has improved compared to the same period last year, we can see that the spending was very, very slow in the first three quarters. So if you see the December number in the previous slide, you can see that it was quite slow. Then it picked up quite significantly in the fourth quarter. And that was due to internal supply chain challenges in terms of, you know, running the procurement and tender processes. There was some or other issue around delays there, which actually, as you see, is quite a common thing across a number of provinces. Within Limpopo, upgrading projects and the purchasing of material, library material, was delayed by the slow appointment of service providers. This was a problem we actually noticed in Limpopo. Quarter after quarter after quarter, we were having exactly the same discussions over and over again to say, when are these things going to move? When are the service providers going to be there? So in the report, of which I have a copy here, you can actually see in the first quarter there were issues with appointment of service providers, second quarter same thing, third quarter same thing. So there was some other internal issue around the appointment of people. There was delays and the tenders were simply not going out for one or other reasons. And our view, and we have expressed this to both the province in our deliberations with them as well as with the National Department, is that we need to get a handle on what the management issues are there, because we can't continue having those kinds of delays unless there's some or other issue internally in that particular department that needs to be addressed. Within Mpumalanga, the province struggled to manage the supply chain as well, so the same issue comes up, as well as the performance of contractors who were given tenders to deliver on some of the projects and deliver on the materials. If you see Mpumalanga and previous slide, you'll see that expenditure was very poor at the end of third quarter, and then a big chunk of the expenditure. In fact, the majority of the money was actually spent just in the last 3 months of the financial year in Mpumalanga. In Northern Cape, we see from the reports that there were delays in finalizing service level agreements with municipalities. Northern Cape is one of the provinces, along with Gauteng and Western Cape, where there are transfers to municipalities after this grant, and there are service level agreements that are there designed to basically say how the money should be managed and how the service should be provided, etc. And there was a significant decline over the previous year's expenditure, and that's something that's highlighted in the report, to say there were delays in finalizing SLAs. And then finally, Northwest, the province had quite some poor performance in the previous year, and you can see that the year-on-year growth in expenditure has been very, very good, but we're still experiencing some delays, particularly as it relates to the late appointment of contractors. So it takes a while for the province to get the contractor appointed, service provider appointed, and this is despite the fact that the honourable members will be aware that this grant is one of the grants that makes provision for a portion of the money to be spent on capacity building resources. So there is a percentage that provinces can actually use for that purpose. But it seems that despite that, there's still some sort of issues there. So perhaps it's not an issue of capacity in terms of warm bodies on the ground. It may very well be a capacity in terms of other skills or other things. Related to that. Now, addressing the challenges and some of the things that, looking forward, we sort of we have actually been doing and are continuing to do. This is just a snapshot from our perspective. We, the National Department of Arts and Culture, is also doing other things which they would be better placed to speak about. Obviously, the supply chain regulations are there. And they are quite stringent, and the reason for that is that we need, obviously, to safeguard the use of public funds. But we can see from the performance of certain provinces, particularly those that have improved quite a lot, that it is possible to manage these processes in a more efficient manner, and that the process does not explain the delays in the appointment of contractors and that sort of thing, because we see in a number of provinces that that situation improving. A number of the reports have highlighted delays in these processes within the Eastern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga and the Northwest. And there's also quite a bit of this that involves infrastructure upgrades and new buildings in terms of libraries. So certainly within infrastructure, once again, we're seeing as I'm sure the members of the committee will be aware, across the board, infrastructure spending has been quite a challenge in subnational spheres, and within this grant we've also experienced that. Various initiatives and support systems are being implemented by the National Treasury to improve the situation, and that includes continued rollout of the IDIP program, so the Building Technical and Planning Capacity. Through that, the Infrastructure Delivery Improvement Program, there is an IDIP management toolkit that we're planning to roll out in provinces, and that will help particularly the performance of public works departments, which in many provinces are actually the ones responsible for delivering on infrastructure projects, and therefore this should assist in improving that particular performance. There is what is called the Financial Management Improvement Program, which is managed from our office to basically roll out best practices in supply chain management, financial management, and risk management within provinces. So we are in the process of procuring a number of technical experts and various people who can actually be deployed to provinces and actually assist directly those people in terms of managing those things. And part of that, a significant part of that actually will be funded through donor funding, which has been sourced for the purposes of doing this. From 2012-13, part of the plan is to integrate this into the budget process so that it can be part of that going forward in terms of that money coming in from donor funding. We are nevertheless saying that in any event, despite all of these initiatives, it is very, very important to understand that within the provinces we have accounting officers, we have CFOs, we have managers, and these people ultimately are responsible in the long term to manage these things in a sustainable fashion. No matter how many technical experts you bring in, you know, people come in and out, obviously these are temporary measures. Those skills have got to be taken up, and those people who are hired to do that job must actually, in a sustainable fashion, move these things forward so that we see an improvement both in the performance of this program as well as, of course, the spending for the conditional grant. So, Chair, I'll leave it at that. There's one more slide. I apologize. As Ms. Gantara mentioned earlier, the issue of the provincialization of the library function is something that's currently being addressed. As members will be aware, Schedule 5A of the Constitution places the library services within the provincial sphere of government. But there are a number of provinces, particularly in Gauteng, Northern Cape, where we have municipalities actually running the libraries, and therefore funds just transferred to the municipality for them to actually spend. And while there are SLAs between the municipalities and the province to manage this function, the provincialization of the function proper is very, very important in line with Schedule 5A. And a number of provinces, particularly KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape, have been pushing this quite well, and we are seeing, first of all, a simplification in the management of the function. That's important because it means that you don't have these complications of many service-level agreements being managed across a wide spectrum of municipalities. And secondly, we're then seeing a better performance management because if, for instance, you have a province where they are, for instance, in Gauteng, they transfer 90% of this grant to municipalities. So this money just goes elsewhere. But where you have that proper provincialization of that function, it's then better managed, hopefully going forward with the proper requisite skills, etc., as I've mentioned before. And that is my last point there. Chair, yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sisi. Honourable members, I will take questions for clarity if there are any, or you want to add.
Thank you, Chair. Maybe also in response to a question that Honourable De Beer asked yesterday around financial management improvement, and he mentioned provinces. There's a big project that we are embarking on, and not only that is in addition to the work that we are doing as part of our function, general function, but the idea is that we really enhance the capacity. So with a new project, which is FMOP3, we are looking at rolling out the program to more than the two provinces that we could cover in the previous round with FMOP2. We provided hands-on support to the Eastern Cape Provincial Treasury and the Limpopo Treasury, and within those two provinces we targeted four municipalities. And obviously that was simply because of limited funds that we had available. And the idea why we're targeting the Treasury is because the responsibility, the key role, we feel that if we strengthen the Treasuries will be in a position to support the line. But with the third program that we're embarking on, we'll also target both provinces and municipalities, and we plan to have that ready by the beginning of the next financial year, hopefully. It's driven from the Office of the Accountant General, so when we have additional information and more certainty around the funds and the amounts that we will have available, we can provide the committee with the report, but that is part of what we're planning to do for the next financial year, in addition to general budget support. So, but that's just the broader issue for both provinces and municipalities. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let me also take the honor to welcome the Deputy Chair of the Council, Honorable Memela, in our meeting today. Thank you for coming, Mama. You are welcome. Honorable Makubela.
Chairperson, man, it's not a question, it's a comment. While the Treasury raised these issues, we would like to see from the provinces to brief us in answering those type of issues and weaknesses so that we'll be able to move forward clearly. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Without any waste of time, let me take Northern Cape now. You've got 20 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members of the Select Committee on Appropriations, colleagues from various provinces, MECs, good morning. Our outline of our presentation basically covers the purposes and objectives of the conditional grant, the 2010-11 project list, service delivery performance, 2010-11 third quarter expenditure, challenges and remedial steps, and the 2010-2011 business plan. Now, the Community Library Services conditional grant's purpose and objectives is firstly to have a transformed urban and rural community library infrastructure, facilities and services, primarily targeting previously disadvantaged communities through a recapitalized program at national, provincial and local level. Our objectives is to enable South African society to gain access to knowledge and information that will improve their social, economic and political situation. The Community Library Service conditional grant is expended as follows. Firstly, the project is to increase staff capacity and improving staff capacity at urban and rural libraries to appropriately respond to community knowledge and information needs. A budget of 8.9 million has been allocated. For infrastructural development, a budget of 17.2 million is allocated. For training and development, 1.9 million. For outreach and promotion, 5.4 million. For ICT, 7.9 million. Library materials, 13.7 million, and transfers to the municipalities, 7.04 million. Now, the Community Library Services conditional grants quarter three service delivery performance. On the project infrastructure, our performance indicator being the number of new libraries built. Our target for 2010-11 was one library. Our third quarter target, one. The actual performance, not, and we had a variance of one. Increase in our staff capacity is the appointment of staff on contract, our annual target of 190, concluding 190 in quarter three. Our actual performance, 125, was a variance of 65. Training and development, our annual target, 8, quarter three, target, 2, the actual, 7, and our variance is plus 5. Outreach and promotion, annual target, 12. Quarter three, 5. Quarter three, performance, 5. And actual for the year, 5. Transfer to municipalities. We support 28 municipalities to conduct or provide library services. Our third quarter target was no. We actually provided transfers to 22 municipalities with a variance of 5. ICT rollout. Annual target, 114. To be concluded in the third quarter, 114, actual performance not, a variance of 114. Library materials, number of material to be provided, 250,000 annually. Quarter three target, 100,000, actual performance, 6,200, and a variance of 93,800. Now, in explaining the above table, we firstly would look at the infrastructure. With our target of one library, we are largely dependent on the third party for the construction of libraries, and this has been where our delay has been. Public Works has been embroiled in finalizing that tender for over a year. Currently, we have the library in construction, but we could not conclude it within the actual time that it was targeted for. Our increase in staff capacity, we've had delays in recruitment and in the selection process. Transfers to municipalities. Not all municipalities could be executed due to the non-compliance of requirements set by the department. Our ICT. The rollout of ICT infrastructure and systems delayed as we experienced challenges with CETA around the procurement processes. Now, out of the 114, we have 84 libraries who have ICT infrastructure. They have internet access, but the full IT infrastructure is not in place yet as a result of the problems we're experiencing with the CETA around the procurement of ICT infrastructure, and then also the challenges set with regards to the SLIM system. And then also a serious problem we have with library materials is the delays that we experience in the delivery and the procurement in library materials. And the main reason there being the weakness that we experience in supply chain that has impacted negatively on the procurement of books. Now, the community services grant allocations, if we look at the trends of expenditure since 2007 up to 2010-2011, then we look at the percentage of the budget that has been spent 2007-2008 at 89.4%, 2008-2009, 76.2%, 2009-2010, 82.9%, and then 2010-2011, 79.4%. If we look at the community library services grant 2010-2011 third quarter expenditure, then we look at the compensation of employees. A total amount of 8.9 million has been budgeted. For the third quarter, 6.4 million has been budgeted, and expenditure as at the third quarter was 52.9% of the third quarter budget expended. Goods and services, we have a budget for the third quarter of 24.461 million. And expenditure percentage in third quarter was 43.5%. Transfers and subsidies, 12.4 budgeted for the year, and for third quarter, 7.3 million budgeted for. Expenditure for third quarter was 56.7% of the budgets. The capital assets of 30.3 million, which is a rollover amount of 11.2 million inclusive for the Nababip Library. The third quarter budget was 13.4 million, and the percentage expenditure as the third quarter was 40.8%. And if we look at the total expenditure on the conditional grant, then for third quarter, out of the budget of 51.6 million, 45.7% has been expended in the third quarter. The reasons for the 2010-2011 third quarter underspending: current payments. Due to the capacity and oversight constraints in departmental support functions, that is HR and finance, particularly procurement, delays in recruitment and selection and the payment processes were experienced. Transfers and subsidies, non-compliance by municipalities to regulatory and reporting requirements, and the underspending in payments for capital assets, delays were experienced in terms of infrastructure projects and the ICT rollout. The municipal reporting requirements, monitoring of transfers, monthly progress reports are submitted by municipalities. The department, through its district offices, conducts regular visits to municipalities to ensure adherence to the business plans. Where municipalities do not comply, interventions are made to ensure compliance through correspondence and meetings with the municipal officials concerned. Now, if we look at the 2010-2011 unaudited outcomes, we look at the final appropriation of current payments, it's at 32 million. The expenditure, 32.6 million. The variance, an over expenditure of 672,000. The final percentage in appropriation, 102.1%. Transfer and subsidies, final appropriation, 14.9 million. Expenditure, 12.5 million. A variance of 2.3 million. Total percentage appropriated, 84.1%. And then the payment for capital assets, which includes the rollover, final appropriation of 30.3 million, expenditure 16.1 million, variance of 14.247 million, and a final appropriation percentage of 53.1%. Now, as per Government Gazette of number 34192 of the 4th April 2011, the 2010-2011 allocation to the Northern Cape was reduced by 12,048,000 rand. The 2010-2011 project expenditure, capital projects, in the, which includes infrastructure and ICT rollouts, budgeted 13.4 million, expenditure of 12.4 million, a variance of 1 million, delays in construction of the planned library and in the procurement of ICT delayed the expenditure there. The 2009 and 10 quarter 3 expenditure was 24.4 million. Staff capacity, quarter 3 budget 6.4 million, expenditure of 4.7 million, a variance of 1.7 million. We've had delays in the recruitment and selection processes. And 2010 quarter 3 expenditure 3.8 million. Transfers and subsidies, quarter 3 budget of 7.3 million, expenditure 7,045,000, a variance of 301,000. Delays experienced due to the non-compliance to regulatory requirements to effect transfers to the five municipalities. and 2019 quarter three expenditure 6.872 million. The challenges we experience as a department and the remedial steps that we are taking. Infrastructure projects are normally done through a third party, and that party namely being Public Works, and in this instance, delays were experienced. This infrastructure includes the construction projects as well as the ICT projects where the third parties concerned are the Department of Road and Public Works and the State Information Technology Association. Capacity constraints are also experienced at municipal level that causes delay in the submission of correct and compliant business plans. The 2010-2011 business plan provisions made for service delivery in rural areas, implementation of a digital library service system at 114 sites, library usage and reading promotion programs, we have the Run to Read campaign and the Northern Cape Writers Festival, construction of one new library, the training of staff for the annual library services symposium, transfers to municipalities, target services like toy libraries, and IT infrastructure maintenance to 86 points. Deviations from the business plan, no deviation from the 2010-2011 business plan. Business plan was amended to utilize projected underspending in compensation of employees on the following projects: the Liberation Struggle Heritage Legacy Book Project, the Management Information Systems, and the solar panels for the containers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I will now allow for questions from the members. I'm not sure if I'm reading your document well, but I pick up some differences in terms of your figures and that of National Treasury.
Honorable Chairperson, I'll ask the CFO just to give a response to that.
Yeah, no. I pick it up as well. The preliminary outcomes, as they indicated, was 55 million, but the actual outcomes, that was just a preliminary figure. The actual outcome is 61.3. The AFS will reflect that amount, 61 or 79.4% of the budget. So.
Yeah, but when you look at your third quarter spending, that is at the end of December, including the final appropriation. I mean, you pick up those particular differences, which are quite huge. What is the result of that? Your figures are not talking to one another. But just part that you'll answer as you answer all other questions. Let me take all other questions at the same time. Any questions, Honourable Member, Honourable Pierre, Honourable Makubela? Yeah.
Chairperson, thank you very much. We said last year, before provinces come to this meeting, please liaise with National Treasury that your figures are correct. We are on record a year ago. So, for other provinces as well. Thank you for the presentation from the Northern Cape. I would like to know, Chairperson, these service level agreements with municipalities that causes delays, which municipalities are causing a delay? We want that list. It's my province that we can zoom in on that in terms of our oversight role we have as members of parliament in that specific province. Then on the last page of Treasury's presentation, the provincialization of the function is likely to simplify the management of libraries. I think this is something that can be looked at as applied by KZN and the Western Cape to get a better performance. The oversight role of the department, but also the national department. What specific is your oversight role? What are you doing, except for sending a fax or email, and the email comes back? Do the officials get into the car and drive to Lilyfontein, that's up in the Kamiesberg, to go and see what's happening at the library? Or to Subaksfontein, where the container is still standing empty since 2009. And last year we requested, and at the budget presentation at the provincial legislature in March, that container be handed over to SACS for a satellite police station. It's still standing there. I'm going there this weekend to go and see what's happening, to meet with such structures in Springbok. So what are the officials doing at a regional level to carry out the mandate received at the beginning of the year? Let me zoom into the specifics. The transfers to municipalities of just SMS to come is back. I want before 5 o'clock today an expenditure report. What did they do? They allocated money the provincial department transferred to them for 2010-2011. Are they keeping the money in the kitty to balance the books at the bank? I presume that is what's happening. It's a pity that the province received minus 12 million from National Treasury, seeing that it is such a big province and the municipality of Moshe Weng, which we inherited from the northwest, is actually battling and Pompistat. And we're getting minus 12 million. Yeah. And then and that's to all the provinces. When you procure books, look at the quality of the book. Look at the date when this book was printed. It's on page 3 of each book. You'll get the date at the bottom. Specific academic books for academical work. I went to Freiburg during the election campaign and was deployed there. And when I go to a library, I walk and I page for the books. Those books are outdated. There are people there that want to study, but the information is very old. So it's just a tip that we give to you. Go and look at the quality of your books, specific in small towns. And then Chairperson, Public Works. Last year we met with the Department of Health of the different provinces, as well as the Department of Public Works, regarding Public Works' slow process to kick in when work is handed over to them, like revitalization of hospitals, in this case, what they're supposed to do at libraries. And maybe we must call them back again with these departments to sit here and to get the way forward and look at all the hiccups that we can take away. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Two questions were taken by Honorable DPL. And on the issue of capacity constraints, what plan do you have in order to remedy this type of situation? It's only that question. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I think as you answered the questions issued, if you could just give us the indication of how often does these meetings, because the last time when both Minister of Public Works, MEC of Public Works and Sports, Arts and Culture in the province were here, they made us to believe that they hold regular meetings so that they fast track the processes. Now, this is a new year. You are coming here, you're still telling us though, you're still experiencing problems with Public Works and the CETA in terms of what they're supposed to be doing. You see. But at the same time, in your report, you are indicating that there are meetings that are held with individual officials concerned, including follow up by way of letters and stuff like that. How often does those things happen? Because I've got a feeling that, you see, some of these reports you are written just merely to be presented here and go back and nothing happens. Because I don't understand if in December you experience some challenges, then you still experience the same challenges 4 months later. And still say, no, you see there's a delay by the Department of Public Works. The question is, what is it that you have done as a department between now, between then and now? You see. it's not enough for us to receive a report that there are delays. All that we're interested is at the time you picked up that there are delays, because you have picked this up long time ago. It's not something that you got to know about it last week or 2 weeks ago when you received a memo to come here or invitation to come here. You have been sitting with this problem since December, at least. Now, it's 5 months into the new year. That is still a problem. What is it that the department has done to address this problem? I'm interested to hear what you have done, more than what the challenges are. Because like Mr. Sishi explained with regard to one province earlier on, it seems to be the tradition in most provinces. All of you come here and say, no, there's a delay, blame Public Works. When Public Works is here, no, there's a good collaboration between us and Public Works. We are working together, everything's okay. And then you go, come the following year, back to square one. And I hope the gentleman from National Office is noting some of these things. I would also want to hear from yourself, Mren, later at a later stage, as to what is it that you as National Department now are doing with this kind of delays, because you're getting reports almost every month on this project. You may answer, Mren. I'm sure I've given you enough time to caucus.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think one of the problems that we probably would have to make a note of in the past would be the fact that the two departments had both HODs in an acting capacity. Hence, there was no progress. Those positions have now been filled, and I think we are a step closer to remedying the problem. Around the HR capacity constraints...
Because you are raising it, can you make me to understand today? Because I don't understand this argument that if a person is acting, then there should be delay in anything. Because those people are acting in those particular positions and are getting paid for those particular positions. And it cannot be a reason that because I'm acting chair, then there cannot be meetings here at Parliament until there's a permanent chairperson of a committee. I personally don't buy that argument unless you convince me that in departments, and there are some MECs are here, they can confirm, in departments, if you are acting, essentially you are not expected to do anything. You must just be there for people to say that this man is acting. Things cannot just flow when a post is filled with a permanent body. Whoever is there, whether you are acting or not, I would imagine if we'll have an acting president and everything all of a sudden comes to a halt in the country because the president is not there, there's an acting president. I don't buy that story.
Honorable Chairperson, you're correct. I can probably not answer on behalf of those who've acted in that capacity prior to my arrival there. But many of the decisions that needed to have been taken had not been taken, and that is what we're basically discovering now. If one looks at the weaknesses in procurement, those are decisions where we needed to effect changes a long time back. Those changes are only being effected now, so I can't answer on behalf of why acting HODs haven't done what they should have done. But it's the reality that we are currently facing. Around the capacity constraints, as the Honourable Member has asked, is exactly what the acting HOD should have filled a long time back. If one looks at sport, arts and culture, we're sitting with vacancies that have been there for 2 years that one is only trying to remedy now. You know, so you look at the backlog of 2 years. What the acting HOD, the two HODs that were there did prior to me, I cannot answer for. But it's the reality that I am facing. They've not been bold enough to look at what the vacancies are and to fill those vacancies. So currently, with regards to human resource constraints, we are in the process of recruiting and select. We're currently in the selection process around the finance department, where we've had major weaknesses. We have filled vacancies which have been there for ages. We have the senior director of finance, a post which has been vacant for 2 years. We've had the manager of procurement, supply chain management, which has been vacant for 2 years. We've had the manager for finance, which has also been vacant for 2 years. Those posts have now been partly been filled. The director of finance has been filled. The two managers would be appointed soon. But with those appointments, we've already seen progress in the procurement and in the processing supply chain. Around the libraries, we're also looking at the HR processes there. Currently, we have advertised. We're in the process of finalizing selection. Around the inspections, we have quarterly inspections at libraries where staff physically go in and verify actions according to the service level agreements. Around the meetings with Public Works, we have quarterly meetings, and we can report that the library that had been outstanding is in progress. We are looking at that library to be concluded within the next 3 months. We've had some technical problems around that, in that the site that has been identified was problematic, but it is in process of completion. The discussions that we now have with Public Works around is the identification of projects and also the monitoring of success to date. Honorable De Beer, the Subartsfontein Library, as you mentioned, has been problematic for a number of years now. We are looking at moving them into a building and then like evacuating the containers so that we can then put that to the use that you have proposed. Around the CETA specifications, and then this is one of the serious problems that we have, is that all procurement that we do regarding ICT has to be done through the State Information Trading Technology Agency. And the specs that they normally highlight on their website is outdated specs if one looks at IT. IT changes on a monthly basis. And the specs that they have listed currently is specs that date way back. So that is one of the problems that we're having. Also, when we try to procure in bulk, we need to procure through their portal. And that in itself has also been problematic regarding the ICT infrastructure. But then also the recommendations that they've made around the SLIMS implementation has also been problematic. We are in discussions with them. The province has renegotiated the contract. So we are also in conclusive discussions around getting the ICT infrastructure implemented at the various sites. As we've reported, out of the 114, we have 84 sites where ICT infrastructure is in place. The only thing outstanding there would be the SLIM systems that need to be implemented. And then also regarding the rollover for the Nababit Library, the rollover came at the time when building companies had closed. It came around about on the 15th of December. At that particular time, the building industry comes to a standstill. We have noted some of the issues that Honorable De Beers has raised around the books that are outdated within the libraries. We will pay specific attention and liaise with the various libraries regarding the academic needs within those libraries. I think, Honorable Chairperson, I should have covered.
Just on the third quarter expenditure, Honorable Chair. I mean, if we look at what was presented to us in what was presented by National Treasury, the figures correspond. As at the end of September, December, it was 35.29. So I think there's a 1,000 rand difference there. But the percentage is the same as the third quarter, 45.7%. That 95.9% there in the second last column is the expenditure as percentage of the budget target we had for the third quarter. The budget target for the third quarter was 51.6 million, of which we spent 35.2 million. That explains the 95.9%. But the figures with National Treasury do correspond at the end of the third quarter. 45.7% was spent there.
Chairperson, as far as this key post, how soon can we get the time frame of filling those posts, because it's crucial. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Member. We are in the process now with the finalisation of selection. We've advertised the post. We've had the long list which have been shortlisted currently. So we're looking at the 1st of July that we would have this post filled. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me take Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
trying to switch off that mic.
The one here, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable members, MSCs, HODs, and the House, thank you very much for the opportunity. Chair presentation for the, we've decided to look at the purpose of the grant itself, which is to enable the South African society to gain access to knowledge and information. And the purpose is to transform, that is, the urban and the rural community library infrastructure, facilities and services, primarily targeting the previously disadvantaged community through a recapitalized program at provincial level, as it is our mandate. Our expenditure of the conditional grant in community library has got these expected outcomes, that is, improved library infrastructure and services that reflect specific needs of the communities that we serve. And presently, 79 libraries have been renovated since the inception of the grant, that is in 2007-2008 financial year. There are two libraries that are under construction at the moment, that is in Danzane, which the National Treasury has alluded to, and Mount Elif Library. And we must say that this has improved library usage, as these libraries are now accessible. We also transformed an equitable library and information services, which is one of the outcomes that we expect, you know, and especially through the deliveries, the services that are delivered to all rural and urban communities. Improved coordination and collaboration between national, provincial, and local government on library services. Improved culture of reading, which talks to our strategic goals, and improve staff capacity at urban and rural libraries to respond appropriately to community knowledge and information needs. Chair, I'd like to look at the project list that is for the financial year 2010-2011. We've just given a breakdown of the how the budget is utilized, starting from the compensation of employees, which stands at 11.9 million, the library material at 10 million, the staff training at 1.5, ICT infrastructure, ICT operating expenditure, the library infrastructure construction and upgrades. You'd notice that the large or the biggest chunk of our budget goes to the construction and upgrading, and that explains that, as I've said in the earlier slide, that we've got two libraries that are under construction, and then there's up to 79 that is now being renovated. So the total budget is at 77 million. Now, we have the trends in allocation, that is for the 2011-2012, that is the comparison with its breakdown, with 77.2 million and 80.9 million respectively, that is for these two financial years. Now, if we come to the financial status, that is for the third quarter, that is the funding cash flow, I think on these slides we're trying to explain the under expenditure and the reasons for those for that under expenditure. We have our outputs on the left hand side, with our budget. Now, Chair, for the libraries and upgraded and rehabilitated, we had budgeted 5.5 million, and we spent 1.3 million. And the reason for the deviation or for the underspending was that the appointment of contractors and delay was delayed by the KZN judgment. At the back of the presentation, we've actually attached the judgment of KZN, which actually had been had a negative impact on the procurement processes. Now, the new community libraries, we had the mobile containers, which we have budgeted 2.5, and we had not managed to spend a lot of that. In fact, a lot of that budget hasn't been spent, and also that was due to, we had already advertised, but we had to re-advertise as a result of the judgment. Now, with the ICT infrastructure provided in community libraries, again, we had budgeted 900 million, but we did manage to spend 834,000. Now we had invoices that were awaited from CETA for the payment of the cable drivers. Now the improved library security, again, because it was done through tender system, so which was affected by this KZN judgment. The library facilities, we had managed to spend on it. That is the ICT library facilities. We spent 2.1 million out of the 2.7 budget. Improved furniture and equipment. We could not spend the rest of the budget because an amount of 403 committed is for outdoor learning equipment, which the tender was affected, the tender of which was affected by the judgment as well. Chair, I think in a nutshell what we're trying to say, for all the services, the goods and services that we're supposed to procure, that is during that period, because they were to be done through the tender system, we couldn't do them because of the judgment. But you'll have noticed, as National Treasury has alluded, is that after that third quarter, the expenditure pattern was accelerated, you know, because we were not affected by the judgment anymore. So after the third quarter, you would see that there's an improvement in the expenditure pattern. Now the funding cash flow that is 23.8 million, we had actually managed to spend 8.1 million, that is for that period under review, and we underspent by 15.6 million. And for I think by and large for the reason that I had already given. And the projects that were affected by the KZN judgment mainly, we had 11 containers, which we had advertised, I mean the purchase of 11 containers, which we had advertised on the 16th of August last year, and we had to re-advertise them, that is in October, and the amount was 4.4 million. So that obviously that impacted the third quarter spending negatively. And the detection systems also, which were supposed to have been, which were re-advertised, that is on the, in August, to the value of 4 million, were also affected. Now, Honorable Chair, the third quarter performance with its indicators and targets, we've actually broken down here, that is our performance indicator. Indicators, if we start with the libraries upgraded and rehabilitated, we had an annual target of 20, and for the quarter the target was 9, but we the actual performance was two libraries. But again, these were affected by this case at end, that is case, that is the judgment, and the new library structure built, which is not targeted for the quarter under review. The mobile container, we also had a target of 11, but it's not under this quota under review. Chair, I think the procurement policies were challenged, and the case, as I say, the case at end judgment. The judgment that was passed, it actually prohibited, that is, all the tenders that were in process from continuing. So the instruction was given that all tenders that are in process must actually be stalled until further instruction. So I am told that I think it might have been towards the end of the year that all procurement processes were now resumed, you know. So they couldn't, whatever was planned, that is for those two quarters, you know. So that actually impacted negatively on the spending because they couldn't actually finalize their tendering processes. But and so in terms of indicators, the new and updated library collections provided to all communities, we had an annual target of 70,000 books, and our quarterly target was 40,000, and we actually met our target because we delivered all those 40,000 books to our libraries. Now, the functional library committees and library forums that were established for the quarterly targets was 3, and we actually met the target. Now, the stakeholders consultative workshop that was supposed to be held for the quarter, we've met the target on that one as well. Now, the literacy and advocacy events that were held, provided in the community libraries, we had a quarterly target of 29, and the target was met. The existing qualified personnel remunerated and additional library assistants appointed were not targeted for this quarter, but the capacity building, that is training programs provided to library workers, we actually met our target. We had 100 and we met the target. Now, Chair, we have our constraints and we have actually come up with remedial actions. Our constraint number one is the infrastructure projects awarded to emerging contractors, that is by Public Works. What we've picked up is that there is a delay. That is, these contractors, they always have got cash flow problems, and this has also impacted on the completion of projects. But however, the remedial action that we have embarked on was that the projects are now submitted to Public Works timelessly, so that these contractors can actually start earlier and also be assisted, that is, in their, in accessing you know, finance that is in to sort out their cash flow problems. The CETA again, they have got their delays in billing because of their invoices that are coming through their head offices, and we've had meetings with them, you know, in trying to resolve these challenges. Chair, with regard to the staff that is being employed under this that are employed under the conditional grants, we have a staff turnover in that area because of the employment conditions for these people. So the tendency is for them to actually look for greener pastures and leave the employment because the conditions of their employment is linked to the to the grant, so there are no guarantees, you know, of so whenever they get the permanent employment, they actually leave the service. We have a monitoring and evaluation unit under the strategic planning management component, which assists in ensuring that the projects are completed according to plans. But also our in-year monitoring, that is in checking the spending patterns against the cash flows. And I think those are the two instruments that we use to actually track our spending. Our achievements, Chair, as I said, the new libraries, the designs for Mount Elif, in fact, it has already been started. The construction has already kicked off. And also the Mdansane Library, which we had a problem with the community of Mdansane, is now back on track, you know, and I think the conflict there was with the communities could not agree on the appointment of the steering committee. So they wanted, you know, they wanted their own people. So we had all those problems that were not easily resolved, you know, because the construction had to come to a standstill. Now, all tenders are awarded, that is the containers, outdoor learning equipment and detection systems. Presently, all these projects are completed and they're distributed and installed. Now, all libraries targeted for ICT infrastructure have also been cabled and provided with computers. And presently, the province has provided internet and email facilities at least to a total of 88 libraries. Now, in conclusion, Chair, I think the priority in the province is provision of infrastructure to our libraries. And if you can look at the libraries that have been recently constructed, you'd find that they are in the rural areas of the Eastern Cape, you know, and to be precise, in the former Transkei. And I think that's where those are the main areas that we're targeting, you know, that is in actually encouraging the culture of reading and learning. But unfortunately, infrastructure not implemented as fast as we would like it to be. And obviously we have challenges because there are planning and designs, you know, that also take its own time before the construction itself. But I think we're learning in the process now to sort of coincide our spending with the contractors, you know, that is, and the implementing agents. So we keep on talking to them to actually expedite the processes so that it cannot have a negative impact on our spending. Now, Chair, due to the appointment of librarians, libraries that were closed, because we had cases where we have to close some libraries because there are no library staff, you know, to actually mend those libraries. But now, if you look at our intervention of capacity building, it meant that we had librarians that were trained, and we were in a better position now to actually reopen the libraries that were previously closed as a result of lack of personnel, trained personnel to be precise. Thank you, Chair. Yandebuha. Thank you.
Thank you, Dati. Question time, our members. And I will appear.
Chair, I would like just to get clarity on this KZN judgment. What is it? You refer frequently to the KZN judgment when you address public works. What was the judgment? Just to bring us on board. And then the idea of library committees, I like that. I think it's a correct thing to do. Do other provinces also implement or have a program rolled out in the province to establish library committees? In health, clinic committee or hospital committee, like a SGB at the school, where someone must govern that institution functioning in that town. That's all I've got, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm seeing here the statement under constraint and remedial action that the public works and this contract has always been one of these emerging contractors that always cash flow. Therefore, the projects are not complete or are not completed in time. My question is, how do you tally the cash flow and having these people want to finalize within the financial year? Because if they're having a cash flow, will your remedial step answer to the problem raised? Okay, you are saying that now you are having meetings with CETA in order to renegotiate with CETA to decentralize the billing system. How often is this meeting? The monitoring capacity. How effective is this monitoring unit versus the issues raised by the treasury there? How do you explain it? Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable members, I have requested the secretary to make copies of the judgment. But in summary, it's a court judgment in a matter between Caesar Bonga Civils and the Zululand District Municipality. And the brief judgment is that it is hereby declared that Resolution 8, subsection 2 to subsection 7 of the Preferential Procurement Regulation 2001, published in Government Notice R725 of 10 August 2001, is inconsistent with Section 29(1)(b) of the Preferential Procurement Policy Framework Act of 2005 and are invalid. So it relates to functionality being linked to scoring, this 80-90 scoring thing. So any procurement where functionality would be used subsequent in terms of those two could be successfully reviewed. So the memo was from Treasury in the province to them to suspend the process until they are in line with those. So it will seem Treasury in that province is very sharp in terms of some of these things. But copies will be made available to members. You may answer all other remaining questions.
Thank you, Chair. The question was about the constraints, how, or the library committees. That was the first question. The library committees are essentially there to assist in the selection of books, you know, and their involvement in the community. And we have found that it is very helpful. And I think when the Honorable Member mentioned this, I mean, it was good. It came as good news in our ears that you are interested in us, using these committees to work with the communities. Thanks, sir. Now, the constraints with the emerging contractors by Public Works, Honorable Chair, I've already started the discussions with the AJOD of Public Works in trying to assist the emerging farmers. In one instance, we went to a financial institution to check if they can actually defer the repayments of the loan that are given to these people. Because what we picked up is that it's the cash flow problems are as a result of them utilizing their disposal. The income at their disposal before they can get the payment, you know. So our negotiation was that if they defer the payment, you know, it will give the emerging contractors a breather whilst they are waiting for us to pay on their certificates, you know, so they don't have the pressure of repaying the bank. And I must say that both ECDC, that is Eastern Cape Development Corporation, you know, were prepared to look into that, you know. And APSA, they had not given, but I had the opportunity to talk to some influential people because I had been an employee of APSA before, and I know that there are deferred, you know, payments that you can negotiate. So we're just waiting for those, but we're trying to assist them, you know, because if this continues, it will bomb them out of the equation. You know, we will sort one thing on one hand and actually kill their business on the other. The frequency of the meetings with CETA, Honorable Chair, are monthly, you know. We have, in fact, there were, even before these problems, there are monthly meetings with CETA and on various issues, you know, of ICT challenges. So we're hoping that we can get things right in that, because it really delays our expenditure pattern. Now, in monitoring the capacity, you know, that is through IYM and the strategic planning, I must say that within that it is effective, because when interrogating the IYM, which we have on a monthly basis, you know, so each directorate is expected to explain its expenditure pattern. Why is it? And the beauty of that is that all other directorates are there to assist. They say, if there's a problem, let us help you, you know. And I think library services, you know, and they can attest to that, you know, because when I arrived chair in this department, that is in March, and I think the first IYM I attended, you know, library services and the mass participation program of SPOT were under microscope. You know, they were tearing to pieces, people wanting answers, you know, that is on the utilization of grant. So I'm trying to say that the utilization of grant is on the radar screen that is in the province. Yeah.
Thank you very much, head members. No further questions. Thank you very much, Eastern Cape. We'll now take the last province, Northwest. You must speak before Victor. He can't speak before you. Give us a political overview. And by yourself. Thank you. Over to you, Mr. Chauke.
No, thank you very much, Chair, and thanks for the opportunity given. To present our state of building libraries in the province. Chair, I think one is that I'm just almost 5 months in that department, and then one of the things that I pick up, in fact, Chair, when I get there, was that libraries were not moving. Building constructions of libraries was not moving. The reason, obviously, has been that within municipalities, because the province has an MOU with municipalities, different municipalities, and there's other municipalities, in fact, were implementing the program as, you know, agreed with the department. Others were not. For example, you know, we have a situation which is the most famous one in the province, the Mamusa Library, which almost a 5 million rand has been allocated to a municipality to build a library. Till today, not even a foundation is there. Money has been diverted to deal with other needs of municipalities. So I found that is a general trend that you pick up. It's not consistent. Number of municipalities, when they receive this money, they then use it for other purposes. But again, it's a challenge from ourselves with regard to monitoring of a building of libraries. Between ourselves and municipalities, it's clear that we do not have much capacity there. But what we then did, Chair, on our side was to proceed with municipalities that have a plan, and the plan is working, plans are underway, constructors have been appointed. But for those municipalities that do not have capacity, have not done anything, we decided to take that responsibility back to the department. That's where we bring in the element of public works. Which we sort of resolved not long ago, so that public works can then work with us in helping, you know, to build these libraries. General Chair, I would say that the rest of the issues, HODs, to share with the committee, but it's an area that we are taking quite very seriously as a province, that we need to resolve these abnormalities in the department. So therefore, I'll then allow the Mahajan to proceed with the presentation, Chair, and then we'll then take questions ahead of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to the slide that says program or project list. If the Chair allows, I'm jumping the objectives and objectives and the outcomes on the slide. Two, program or project list. 2.1, we have been guided by the template which was given to the provinces, and we have the project list 2.1 that says we improve coordination and collaboration between national, provincial and local government on library services. The outcome which was put in the financial year ending in March, there was a quarterly forum meeting held in all the four districts. Northwest has got four districts consisting of 20 municipalities, and the budget is allocated there as 60,000. And in terms of the indicator, the annual stakeholders workshop held with local municipalities, and the budget allocated. On 2.2 as the next project list, we intended to transform and equate library and information services in both rural and urban communities. And in terms of the output, the books and periodicals, about 60,000 items of these materials have been purchased to address the collection gaps in community libraries. And the budget which was intended is 7 million. And the indicator that says that 10 community libraries were established. On 2 point, the next slide on the output of the services with the with visual disabilities, these libraries were obviously introduced to these communities. In terms of the indicator, we had about 4 mini labs established for services to them in order that they are supported through the community libraries. And the allocation budget is 1.5. On the next slide, on improved library infrastructure, we intended to build a structure of library, and we have 4 library building projects which were completed, and the budget is 8.5 million. The output, as we say, is on upgrading and maintenance, and 12 community libraries have been upgraded and maintained. The budget is 7 million. The next project is on 2.4, and this relates to reflecting the specific needs of the North West community to intend to upgrade and maintain libraries in the areas of 20 municipalities, and the department has been able to procure library furniture for new and maintaining some of the libraries that we have already built, and the allocation is 2 million. These libraries, as we build them and maintain them, they request that there must be what we call security services in terms of taking care of the building structures and everything else. And we have allocated 1.5 million rand in procuring security services in 16 community libraries. On the next project list, we also wanted to provide services that reflect the need. The output is that there is a need for vehicles to be provided for these libraries, because our province is diverse both in rural and urban areas, consisting of 20 municipalities. So we have been able to provide 16 vehicles provided in 16 local municipalities for community library staff usage. And the budget which was allocated is 1.45 million. And moving on the ICT system, which is part of the open software, the indicator says that the Brocade library system was implemented in 14 community libraries as a result of. The amount there is 200,000. On 2.6, we are saying that reflecting the needs again on the ICT, we have been able to really provide public internet access to this ICT in 20 community libraries, and the budget which was allocated is 2 million. The performance indicators also tells us that 50 computers were purchased for new and upgraded community libraries, and the budget has been 500,000. On 2.7, the output there was the intention to build a structure for library, and we have obviously put together 3 container libraries in 3 local municipalities. Because in some areas what happens is that this is the issues relating to where there is a need, we are able to provide these container libraries in areas which the department is unable to do. So So the budget is 1.2 million. On 2.8, we got improvement on the culture of reading. The indicator says that these mobile library buses, which we procure, their intention is to promote reading awareness programs in the district, and the budget allocated there is 1.653. The intention, obviously, is to have these literary campaigns held in each local municipalities, and campaigns have been held in 21 municipalities, and the budget which has been allocated is 470,000. Also, moving to the event of, you know, awareness of reading of books in indigenous language in community libraries, 4 events has been held to raise awareness on reading of books written in indigenous languages, and the budget which was allocated is 430,000. Reading, as we explained, is very important in improving indigenous language in the communities. We have then moved materially to purchase those books which support reading awareness in the libraries communities as a whole. On 2.10, in terms of the staff appointment to improve on services, we have appointed 24 professional and support staff for community libraries as a need for capacity in rural areas as well as urban areas. And the budget allocated was 22,951,000. The project 2.11, all what we are saying is that we wanted to improve the staff and the communities in terms of courses that must provide you know, information for communities out there. 5 training courses have been provided, and the budget is 700,000. On 2.12, in terms of the indicator for 56 community librarians, as part of the staff, we intend, as you know, department, to give them the opportunities in terms of attending conferences so that they are on par with other countries of the world, and 56 community librarians have been awarded such an opportunity, and the budget allocated is 400,000. Chair, the slides which I presented mainly focus on the project list, and on point 3, I think it's a repetition of the what we call it, the project list, which I've mentioned. If the chair allows, maybe I must go to the third quarter report. If chair allows me, maybe I must go to the expenditure, the quarterly expenditure. Point 4. The total allocation for 2010-2011, which we received, is 59,002,750. Total transferred from the first to the third quarter was 15,875,000. The third quarter budget and amount transferred to the province in the third quarter was 15,917,240. Expenditure for the third quarter is 14,107,000, and the total expenditure of the first and the third is 34,534,000, which is 58%, which has been spent on the initial allocation, excluding the rollover of 13 million rand. The budget, which was inclusive, equals to 72,708,000. On slide 4.2, on the total conditional grant progress, the expenditure there in terms of each project name, library forums, which I spoke to in the initial slide in terms of the forum meetings, the target there in terms of the budget, 15 million rand, and the expenditure. So we are saying in terms of the variance, the target has been met. On library materials, books have been purchased at the expenditure of 2.2 million, and most of the service providers were activated during the second quarter, hence such return has become necessary. On point three, service for people with visual disability, I also explained the extent to which we wanted to help them, and the new procurement procedures were introduced, and this delayed the procurement of equipment to establish the mini labs. On 4.2, carrying on the new library structure build, the expenditure against the target, there we spent R1 million, transfer payment to Dertach Library Project in our province. On point 5, on libraries upgrading, the target was for 1.5, we have spent 1.25 million, and the block, the what we call it, the backlog projects from 2009-2010 were carried out in this the current, the last financial of 2010-2011. On point 6, on furniture, purchasing and equipment, there we have purchased the equipment and it was procured for all the identified libraries. On security, I've explained before, we have securities in all the municipalities where libraries are residing, and the target was also met. On point 8, on vehicle provision of libraries, tender was evaluated, but adjudication could not be finalized before the end of the quarter. On ICT, we have spent 826,000. The SLIMS addendum to rectify the pricing for the coverage of new libraries was only finalized at the end of the third quarter. On establishment of container libraries, the tender evaluated, but adjudication could not be finalized before the end of the third quarter. On point 11, mobile libraries to serve as awareness for communities in terms of programs. The budget will obviously come through, you know, it has been in the fourth quarter in terms of, there was no target as it relates to that. On point 12, literacy campaigns held in each local municipality. Our municipalities are faced with serious transport challenges, and as a solution, municipality per district hosted an event which became a district. On point 13, events held to raise awareness of reading books in indigenous language and community libraries, the target was met. On staff appointments on community libraries, 6 library assistants and 1 ICT technician only resumed duties during the December, and appointments were delayed. On 15, in terms of the sustainable in-service program for training to improve on skill development, the target was met. On reading awareness to be presented to communities, due to the two systems, which is walker and bus, not interfacing during the quarters, could not be captured. Now, in terms of the challenges that we are trying to put as remedial steps, we are saying that the department lacks effective system of supply chain management, which resulted in the delays to approve tenders and appoint service providers to implement process. The remedial there, we are saying that we have to comply in terms of the turnaround time, and within 14 days after closing of the tender, an adjudication must be done within 7 days after evaluation, and the tender must be awarded within 7 days after adjudication. On bus interfacing with worker system, this has also caused delays with capturing of orders and misallocations of funds in the systems, delays this placing of orders. So our Directorate of Finance, we just agree that, you know, funds must be correctly allocated at the beginning of the financial year to improve the time delays with capturing of orders. The last slide, Chair, is still on the remedial steps and the challenges. We had delays on filling of vacancies. Posts were advertised in May 2010, but were only filled in December and March 2011. So we also agreed with HR that the turnaround time to fill vacancies adhered to the 3 months period. Implementation of capital projects, as we explained, and Honorable C, how the delay came about in terms of failing to appoint consultants and contractors. The department has taken that decision really to have a memorandum of understanding with Public Works so that they can serve as an implementing agency to help fast track and finish the project that we have already started. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, honorable members. Time for questions. From my honorable peer.
I'm trying to figure out what is the reason for the underspending. Now, 0.5 gives us the challenges and the remedial steps. But where do you address this underspending? Is it because of your supply chain management problems? What is it? I'm trying to get it, but I don't see it.
Thanks, Chairperson. I got only one question. It is from the first remark. These 5 months, what I was saying are just 5 months, and we have identified this Mimosa level was not moving. And then was there the tendency of if the fund is not used, you shift to another project? How long will this tendency be kept? Because if you say you move this project to another, how long will this be sustained? Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. My question is linked to the one of honorable GPA. You seem to be one of the worst performing provinces in terms of spending, with 66% as at the end of March this year. Now, I would like to know if there will be any rollovers or that money is now being returned back to treasury. And then my other question relates to submission made. What is the situation with regard to the library in that has been constructed in Le Balain? And also the situation regarding the same library that the MEC spoke about in Mimosa. Because one is of the view that if there was a service level agreement with that particular municipality, and municipality decided to do something else with the funds, then something, the department has some form of a recourse
what is it that you are doing as a department to recover that 5 million that was already transferred to that municipality. The fourth question will relate to your presentation under 4.2, Mr. Mkhaza. You are saying, not 4.2, 0.14, in terms of additional staff, because you see, even in the last appearance of the province here, there were serious problems with regard to staff. Although it was on a mass sport grant, we'll come to that when we call you again for that. But it's still appearing here, and you are saying only one person was appointed, the rest of the other staff appointment were delayed, but you are not telling us what are the reasons for the delay. I have picked up under remedial action that the HR should meet your 3 months turnaround period in terms of appointments. But what are the causes of this delay in terms of your 0.14? We only appointed one IT ICT technician who resumed duty in December, and the rest were delayed. What are the reasons therefore? And with regard to mobile library services, the reason for the variance there, because there was no target in the expenditure, is that it was budgeted on the fourth quarter. Now, we have gone past the fourth quarter. What is the situation with regard to that? I'm sure you will have facts now, although because the report was only covering for what they said, but one would have expected that would indicate what is the situation now as at the end of the financial year, so that we close that particular area. And lastly, under point 5, in terms of all these remedial actions, are those things the things that you are currently recommending, or are those now decisions that are in operation as we speak? Thank you. I'm not sure how you're going to respond, whether the MEC starts or you just do it the way you want it.
Okay. Chairperson, the reasons for underspending, as it was indicated, it was mainly on the areas of supply chain, as we indicated, and that our processes in the department were not really effective. It took time to get service providers appointed and approval of tenders. So basically that has definitely derailed the implementation of conditional grants in this financial year. And if we have to present our annual report, it still indicates as such that there were many projects that were not implemented, and the main reason was that there were no approvals for tenders or appointment of service providers for activities that were identified. Linked to that was a question about the rollover. Yes, we have applied for rollover for committed projects, which include the mobile library. But that's the other last question that you referred to say what happened to the mobile library. But it was the order was placed through the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport through their transport component. They assist with the ordering of the bus using their transfers out in their fleet. The tendency, I think the issue here, tendency of shifting of funds by, which basically happens at the local municipality level, I believe as a department, this is something that we do not have control over that, but I can indicate maybe it responding to that and linking it to the Mamusa library, that when the problem of funds in that municipality was identified that there's been money. It was not clear what happened to the money, what the department did then requested, because we only have the service of the internal auditor centralized. We requested the internal auditors that they can present the report to the department that will definitely indicate what happened, or maybe sort of a report that will assist the department to understand the situation of the use or how the funds were used at that local municipality. And then the report, obviously, in terms of the agreement, because there was an agreement that was signed with the local municipality, the department will definitely have a recourse, because the municipality then has to refund those funds. They have to find the money. So there's no way that they can, it could be said that we can cancel and say probably we have to find money elsewhere for the project. It has to come from the municipality. The project, yeah, whilst I'm talking about the infrastructure project, the Lebaling Community Library, which is in Makwasi Hills, it has progressed. There's been intervention. Yes, at the beginning there were problems or challenges, but through the intervention and also involving the internal auditors, we're able to resolve the problem in Lebaling, and we can report that the library now is at roof level. So we almost complete with the project, and this municipality then at the end it was given a go ahead to really finalize the project, but with strict measures in terms of that there will be no additional funding that will be allocated by the department to the municipality. They have to complete it within the 5 million that has been allocated. The issue of literacy, there was a question around ECD, which is the basis of education. We mainly addressing this one. I must link it. We've got the literacy programs that we are mainly running to support about education that's taking place in communities as libraries. But in terms of ECD, we've got one element that we are very strong on, which is the toy library services that we introduce to community libraries, and we ensure that when that service is introduced in the library, our main stakeholder is the early learning centers and the educators, the caregivers there, or the teachers at these early learning centers are then taken through a training by one of the standards that we set for the service providers of toys is to come and do a training. So it's part of the service provision. So there has to be training for these people that are going to be utilizing the material. So we ensure that they are properly equipped with the skills of utilizing the toys and actually educating the little ones. The issue of the delay with staff appointment, that there was only about 6 positions of library assistants and 1 ICT manager appointed. It happened like that because, you know, when you conduct interviews and submissions, they come differently. The other positions were for librarians, and at that time when these other posts were filled, the other submissions were still in the pipeline, and they were not approved as yet. So we were still waiting for the approval for the filling of those vacancies. In terms of all the remedial actions, I believe when we started, one of the remedial actions is definitely being put in place. The issue of human resources, that has been addressed, because we have seen an improvement at human resources. I mean, our positions for this financial year are already on papers now. We closing them, most of them are closing. They closed yesterday, and there is a plan that by June we should have moved with in the conducting of interviews. So there is definite improvement around the human resources. I believe they've been pressed to ensure that the filling of vacancies is done within a period of 3 months. So we believe that improvement or that action is actually in place. The other one, building projects as well. We did have an indication that MEC our MEC has interacted with the MEC of Public Works, our HOD has interacted with the HOD, so we are moving with the project list with the operational staff at Public Works to, and also in the process of developing of the service delivery agreement, which we should definitely bind ourselves between ourselves and Public Works, that the service is improved. But we haven't started with the implementation of the project.
Happy members, are we your questions sufficiently answered? Thank you. Just my comment to National Treasury. You see, last year we raised a concern when we picked up that Gauteng, because it was the leading province in terms of signing of these memorandums of understanding, transferring funds, and on their books they appear to be spending, when in practical terms they are not. You see, now those challenges are beginning to surface now, as we see in the Northwest, municipalities using money for something else and something else. I'm sure it will be better. I appreciate this whole thing of trying to provincialize this whole thing, but it needs to be speeded up to cover all provinces, because it is likely to proceed in terms of other provinces. If we can, in terms of those provinces, Mr. Sishi, that are signing this memorandum of understanding, want to look beyond those memorandum as to in terms of the job done, you will realize that those, even those that have completed their 100%, it was merely because of this transfer to municipalities. But the actual work on the ground will say, tell us something different. You see, so I think we will appreciate to receive a detailed report from Treasury this time around on the actual performance of those particular provinces that are just doing the transfers to municipalities, as opposed to spending directly the funds. Otherwise, we'll all come to these meetings and have quite nice reports when the actual delivery on the ground is the opposite. And surely this is not the intention of these particular forums. We want to make sure that there's an accountability for every rent and cent, not simple shortcuts of just transferring. We pick the same problem, I'm sure you are aware, again with Northwest. This time around it's not Northwest, it's four provinces led by Gauteng. But when we are doing what is this, grants with education, HIV and AIDS grant, you saw there was a serious spike in Northwest from something shoot to 90 something. And then when we interrogated, monies were only transferred to schools. You see, just within 2 months, a lot of money, millions of monies were transferred to schools, and on their books it appears as them having spent. But when you wanted the details of the actual expenditure, even the project head could not explain whether those projects are off the ground or what. You see. So we would really want Treasury to take serious steps in terms of this, stopping this whole idea of just transferring monies, because it's tantamount to fiscal dumping in most instances. So, because people are avoiding to, it's a pity that youth never did it, Northern Cape. That is why 12 million was cut from your thing for not spending. Otherwise, you could have just followed what Gauteng did, transfer it quickly to municipalities, and then 100%, you still have got your money, you see? So that is not helping us really in terms of what we want to achieve. We are not even encouraging it, but I'm just saying it was just bad luck on your side, because there are other provinces that are doing the same, but you were forced to return the money and then there was a cut. But I hope, ma'am, you will note that, and it will be something that will continue engaging with the ministry as well as we move forward. Honourable members, I'm told tea is ready outside. We'll have a 15-minute tea break. And I'll request the lady, one of the ladies from KZN, to come here to the table so that we sort out your problem. And as we come back, the National Department will present, and we wrap up. Tea served, 15 minutes. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I am not working. Oh, why not?